This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Wow! Hacks is back for season three. How does it feel?
Watch this. Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max. Okay, let's do. Imagine me, a woman with a late night show. Pat, how was your experience? That would never happen. Imagine not because of me, it was because of no
Taylor
woman's allowed.
Taylor Tomlinson, Lily Singh.
I know, but they're not. But they're not being given couch, and they should be given. They should be given couch.
They should be given
Taylor
couch.
Taylor should be given couch.
I give great couch.
I give great couch.
That would be such
that
a
would be
joke
such,
in
yeah.
like 2013.
The Subway ad would be like, she gives great couch.
We're here to talk today about the show Hacks on HBO
Max.
So,
hey, Pat, I'm late night. If there's a world, imagine a complete fantasy land, a utopia.
Well, it's funny that you say this because, you know, season three of Hacks really deals with Deborah's coming off of a huge win at the end of season two, and it was so fun to write.
Well, you got to keep dreaming.
I do
Deborah.
Think season three is the best season.
That is so exciting. Yeah.
And so,
well, I have to say, your clip, I'm floored. You're such a great actor. It's
thank
so
you.
Funny. It's so well done. Like the timing is exquisite. Like it's so like. Tonally, it's just
directed by Lucia Agnello.
Yeah,
so good. She's such
so,
a good director.
I was gonna say you were so well directed in that clip.
Yeah.
Like tonally, it's just even. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and then they just make it is so nice when I mean I've only been in a few things on screen, but it's nice when they make you look good, and I think that
well,
they
you look
do
great.
A good job.
And Hacks is back for season three. And sorry. And what I'm excited about, and you know, I'm so excited, is that so is the official Hacks podcast.
Right, which I was also lucky enough to appear on.
Yes.
There's no video component, but I did show up looking absolutely next Tuesday, just in case. But so just know as you're listening to it that I look fully see you next Tuesday the whole time.
And other guests include Hannah Einbinder, of course, Jean Smart, and Jay Smith Cameron, the director of photography, the costume designer, and other members of the cast and crew. And you guys are all talking about the creative choices that went into making the show. Is that right?
Yes.
And thanks for joining me on my late night show.
Yes, we were talking about where it was fun when I went on because like we were talking about that day of shooting and like how it was. And then we also were just talking about like, as viewers will know at the end of season two, Deborah and Ava part ways. And there is quite a bit of finality to it where many people thought it was the end of the show. So we talk about like what that process was of like coming back and deciding how we wanted to bring them together and like and when we should and that dance. And it actually is so fun. I do love TV writing. It is really fun to me, and it's so fun to talk about that process like a year later.
Pat Regan, everybody, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So you are going to get to hear all those stories. If you like that, there's a whole podcast about it. It's not this one. It's called the Hacks Official Podcast. So y'all, don't mess around. Watch my friend's show, Hacks. I'm not actually in it, which is okay. So watch Hacks and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcast. All right, love you guys.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hey, it's Coochie Coochie Coo.
It's Patrina Aguilera.
Regianta.
Regianta.
And this is Soik Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. We're live in the studio. One of our favorite girls in the whole world. Oh, I have so much to say to you, but put your ears.
Yes.
What was it?
I'm wearing my pajamas this episode because this guest is family.
We have family on the pod. Put your ears open for Lisa Traeger.
Yay!
Oh my God,
I'm so happy.
Back.
It's so cool to hear you do the intro in front of me.
Oh wow!
Oh my God,
please,
I
listen to you
in here.
You know what I was just thinking
hey,
about you?
Hey, bitch.
Yeah. You're always in a positive mood.
I know.
Well, I'm in a really good space right now. I've actually been
how'd
quite depressed. I signed
really?
A lease in New York, and it changed everything about me.
Which,
but every time I see you, you're like so full of warmth and love.
I am
and, like,
happy to see you.
How
guys,
do you access
usually.
That?
Signing a lease in New York is her not dropping on a dumbbell. Girl's head.
Yes. I was in a good mood earlier because
I've been like in the longest depression of my life. And I literally, the closest thing I've ever come to a good the closest I've come to being in a good mood in like 6 months is that I was at the gym earlier and I was walking by a girl who was stretching on the floor and I was holding a dumbbell and I imagined myself accidentally dropping the dumbbell on her head and I was like, that would be so bad. But I was like, well, at least I didn't do that. And then I was like, that was like the closest I've come to being like having joy.
That you would don't have murderous instincts inside of you.
Yeah, the relief that I did not murder, but accidentally.
Just the good luck of not having.
You would still be charged, I think.
Wow. Do you think I would be charged if it was an accident?
Yeah, it would be manslaughter or like involuntary manslaughter.
I don't think so. I think the gym would be
someone
sued.
Is dead. I think, even if it's a car accident and you didn't mean to, you can be charged. It doesn't mean you're convicted, but there would be a court. You'd have to get a lawyer.
My brother is a lawyer.
And call him.
I
know I have an SVU podcast, so I think I'm a professional, but I just read the New York Times.
Everything you say.
I think there would definitely be a civil suit for sure if I dropped this dumbbell on this girl's head. But I don't think I would be criminally liable.
Well, there was a girl.
She might not die.
I know.
You're like, you were heavy.
Bailey vibes.
A girl, I might have said in fifth grade, a boy threw a brick at her head and she was never the same.
Oh my God.
Of course not.
Yeah.
How could you?
How could you?
This happened twice in my school career. Once in high school, someone snuck into the high school to beat someone up, found the wrong person on accident, tied their hair around their own arm, and slammed her face into the ground. Never the same.
And all the tying of the hair, they didn't think to themselves, this is a blonde. I'm looking for her.
It was like a cousin protecting her, like little cousin.
Oh, beautiful. That's actually a beautiful story of triumph.
That's gorgeous.
Okay, I can't believe it got so dark so fast.
We have to unpack the why are you glowing? What's happening?
Well, also, so I'm a new Swifty, and that's really
welcome. Here you are, a new Swifty.
I'm very new.
I haven't
been working out, but now I saw in December there are Taylor Swift rides. Something was like, open up your Soul Cycle app. So this morning, the reason I had to push it a little bit is because I went to Taylor Swift Soul Cycle.
Oh my God.
So
in real life?
Been working out again. No, I'm now at 104 rides because I used to do it all the time.
Wait, sorry. Do you go to a class or you do it in your house?
No, I do. I go to a class for and soul, it's all Taylor Swift house. Songs.
No.
For Soul.
Oh, you said Peloton is home. I'm a Soul Cycle girly.
For Soul, you go to class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, don't embarrass yourself again. So you always go to the class.
Try to copy Peloton for a while, but the magic of Soul is being in the room.
I hate Soul.
The thing about working
so
out.
So I've been to Soul.
But you're really a runner. Quickly, you have it in you.
I've been to Soul twice. One time. Sorry.
So endorphins work, sadly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the first time I went to Soul was when me and Dave Mazzoni were splitting an hour and to take a picture. We were meeting, but we met. It was when his partner at the time was a Soul teacher. Mm-hmm. And so we met at Soul, took Soul classes. And I was like, I actually was like, I hate this. And I just assumed I ran like 5 miles before it. I thought like, oh, I'm a runner. This will be so easy. And it was challenging me. And like, I would have left, but I was like, I can't let Dave see me like leave a Soul class because I can't do it. And then when I was a nanny, the woman I nannied for was very into different like exercise. She was always obsessed with one version of exercise. Mm-hmm. And so for the first like half year that I was there, she was obsessed with SoulCycle and she would ask me every day to go to SoulCycle with her at 5 a.m., at 6 a.m., at 6 a.m. in Tribeca.
I've done that for a Rihanna ride once.
I lived in Greenpoint. She wanted me to meet her at 6 a.m.
Rihanna.
I have to be back in Tribeca at 1 p.m. to nanny. So, and I'm not getting paid. She asked me so many times that I eventually, it was too uncomfortable to keep saying no. So I wake up at 5 a.m. to meet
Did she pay for your class?
I think. And, I think. But then, like, she was, like, sitting in the front, like, whipping her towel around. And I was like, oh my God, you needed me to get up at 5 a.m. to see, because you wanted me to see that you were good at SoulCycle. And then she was like, you have to meet Charla. And Charla was, like, a 60-year-old woman with fully an eating disorder. I was like, oh amazing.
God, I met her. Yeah, we've all met her.
And then she made me do boxing, because then she got really into boxing.
That's the second thing I love.
And then she was like, I told them to be expecting your call at the boxing place. That I had to pay for myself. And she would ask me every Monday, did you do your boxing this
A very
weekend?
Luann Bethany surf lesson moment.
Yes, yeah, yes. And then finally I was doing it. So I was like, okay, I'm doing boxing. I told her. And then she was like, oh, we're actually in the neighborhood. They live in the neighborhood. She's like, we'll come by. And I was like, it's Sunday. It's my day off. She comes with the kid and nanny. The kid starts boxing with me. All of a sudden, I'm boxing this kid and nanny on my off day for no money. I'm paying for it, actually.
That's crazy.
And is this your last nanny job you ever had?
This is my last and only.
Yeah.
Nannying is so stressful.
It is. I did it for many years, but I was a backup nanny, so I would switch families all the time, so it was a different
experience.
You were
nanny 911.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just come in and be, like, backup defense.
Yeah.
But...
Did that make the kids respect you more or less? Was it substitute teacher vibes?
Well, I just had an attitude, because they would, like, try to do stuff with me, and I'd be like, I don't care. I'm gone tomorrow. You want fruit snacks?
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't care about your screen time, you know? It was this thing of like, if we bonded, amazing, but if not, I could care less.
Totally.
And I was okay showing it.
You're not looking for a relationship. Yeah.
But kids enjoy being treated like people versus kids.
Totally.
And so if you kind of treat them like whatever you want, they like that.
What I will say about being the man is like the kids do kind of clock
at you.
Well,
the man for a psychopath. This is like a sitcom type of woman that keeps making you work out with her.
And the kids do eventually clock that like you kind of, I mean, you work for their parents, but in their minds you work for them. And like they lost like the 5-year-old girl. Also, they were like, you know, richer New York kids. So like one time I was like playing blocks with the girl who was 5 and like condos came up and somehow it came up in conversation that I didn't know what a condo was. And she was like, you don't know what a condo is. And I was like, no. And then this 5-year-old explained to me what a condo was. And she never could like respect me again.
No, that happened with math problems once. I was like, oh, I don't actually know this. And the girl went, you don't know how to do this? And it's like, neither do you. Like, and then one time I was legit losing Monopoly to a kid. And that was, it's really hard. And then I worked for some genius kid who was shocked I knew how to use the microwave. He went, oh, you know how to do that? I'm
like, I took them to like the Museum of Math by that park.
Yeah.
And like, it's classic.
I took a kid there.
It's classic, like, there's like, it's classic things that aren't math that like they're saying is math because they want to make math seem fun. They'll be like, this is a basketball hoop. It's math. It's physics.
Mm-hmm.
It's
though.
It is.
It's not.
Hitting the backboard to make it in. A layup is math.
That isn't math. I'm sorry. A layup isn't math. I won't budge on that.
You know, I do have a surprise for you guys.
What?
Okay.
So, you know, I am a new Swiftie, and I do
and
have bracelets, and I brought bracelets for you.
Oh, my God.
No, you didn't.
I didn't make them for you. My listeners on my podcast come and bring them, so I have I have a lot in a bag, but I picked them for you.
Do you know that someone tried to act like I was a new Swiftie in the spring? I've been a Swiftie for so long.
How did you become a Swiftie?
So, I went to the 1989 tour. Like, I didn't know about her. You know, Reputation helped me get through a breakup.
Oh, big
Lovers,
Reputation.
Romantic. You know, like, I'm in, whatever, but I don't think about it. And then with the hype and the Travis, I love romance.
Yeah.
I hate the Travis.
And him making the bracelet and him going for, I was just like, I want this. It got me on Wellbutrin because I was like, I want romance and I have to improve my life.
Maybe I should go on Wellbutrin.
Yeah.
Because that won't have sexual, I'm scared of sexual side effects.
No sexual side effects.
Yeah.
Maybe I should switch.
I've been saying this in stand-up, but when I told my therapist to wear a scrunchie every session, I go, she wanted me to go on Lexapro. I go, well, I'm scared of sexual side effects. She literally goes, you'll be able to come. I go, and then
the rest of her woman saying fuck every second.
And then I'm like, I kind of look at her like, can you stop? But she's not getting the vibe. And she goes, we've been able to come 12 times. No, but can you now?
Oh.
She asked me that.
And you go, yes.
No, I had to respond. I go, I said, I've never tried. I've never tried to come 12 times, actually.
You have, because I listened to the pod. I know
you
that.
You know me. Well, no,
wait, I want to see the bracelets.
So then what happened was everyone I knew was going to the LA shows. So I was like, let me just listen to the set list.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was listening to the songs I'd never heard.
Yeah.
And then I got in and then I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I started watching YouTube videos of her process and how she makes the songs, talking about the songs. And then it all fucking clicked in this psycho way.
Yeah.
And now it's all I think about. I Google her name every day to see what she wore, where she went to dinner, what game, what car was she in, what flight is she on.
There's something really special that gets you to the next level when you like really connect with, I think, Folklore and Evermore.
Yeah. Those are the albums that she's an artist for our time.
I'm like, oh, you're a genius and you have the answers.
Uh-huh.
No, I was talking to Mike Glazer, who's a comic. I don't know if you know, but he's not someone you would think was a Swiftie.
Is he straight?
He's a straight guy, mushroomy guy. He has
He's granola. He's granola.
And we were talking. He's like, I love her. And because I brought my bracelets to the store, I gave them to some SVU girlies. But he said she's touched by God, and I went, she is. Because the things that really bother me about her are like, I'm always gonna have a chip on my shoulder about a rich kid. It just is what it is. I'm like, oh, you had your mom in marketing and your dad had a hedge fund. Like, okay,
but no,
I'm like, but that is the God part of it. You have you need supportive parents. Sean White, the snowboarder, like his sister at the end of the dock was like, he had the skills.
Sean White, the snowboarder, is touched by God.
No, but it's like he had the skills, but he needed the parents to drive to competitions and put the money in. It is all that. And all.
My cousin hooked out with Sean White.
Really?
And?
Oh my God.
We bit
good
blue
sex
birds.
Or bad
was he,
sex?
Was he packing?
Blue birds.
Blue birds?
What's blue bird? What are you talking about?
That's her.
Our code name.
Oh, okay.
Now, was Sean White packing, dude?
They were young. It didn't get there.
Oh,
they were like cute.
Just a kiss on the lip.
I mean, he was at the Olympics at 14. You'd think he'd be fingering or something.
Oh, at least a finger.
Well,
an Olympian, a teen Olympian.
Can I ask what song for you? What lyric? Because like, let me ask you this.
I have been quoting.
Well, how about this? If I'm dead to you, then why are you still at the wake?
Ooh. So what song is that from?
And if I'm dead to you, why are you at the wake?
You know what?
My tears ricochet.
Yeah, I do love that.
I love.
I made a playlist of all my faves.
Champagne Problems.
Yes,
so
I was just thinking of a lyric where she's like, would have been such a lovely bride. What a shame she's fucked in the head, they said, but you'll find the real thing instead.
Yeah. Pick up the tapestries that I something.
Shred.
Yeah. Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, right now, you know, I love Tolerate It. Yeah. And Invisible String.
Invisible String.
Invisible String is like, I want to dance to that at my fucking wedding.
Cold
was so beautiful.
That was my brother's wedding song.
No, I didn't, of course.
Lisa? Was the seal of my axe to grind for the boys who broke my heart. Now I send their babies presents.
Lisa?
Imagine
what's so cool? There's so much depth that like I'm never going to run out.
No.
It is like I'm so new because I don't like Red so much. And then I have people being like, you have to do these songs. Or like, wait, you haven't heard this Taylor Vol or this Sun release. And so I'm always
You're a boy who broke Taylor's heart and she's sending your babies presents.
I need you guys to listen to this. Time, curious time.
Yeah.
Cutting me open and healing me fine.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are so good.
Album saved my life during the pandemic. I was like, oh, I'm gonna actually be okay.
Yeah.
I looked up at the sky and I thought, there will always be sky.
Do you know what Taylor shared with me and the Las Vegas audience at the Eras Tour Las Vegas? She shared with us that she actually reached a point in the pandemic where she thought that perhaps she would never perform live again. And it was only when she was recording Champagne Problems that she allowed herself to think, maybe one day I'll perform this for a crowd.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you end up going in LA?
No, it was too late by that point, but I was actually looking at Miami tickets today. So I'm thinking Toronto, London, Miami.
I'm going to go to Toronto.
You are doing Toronto. Wait, did you already get the tickets?
I didn't, but
I'm willing to spend up to 2.5.
So I reached out to...
You gasped.
I would love to go in London.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun.
Right? I think my friend might... She works for really big clients with big brands. So I'm like, bitch, you know someone has a box.
There's got to be someone.
But now there's some tragedy in their life.
It's not until fall. But I thought it was this past fall. So I reached out to our friend.
Oh, sure. Oh, is she playing?
She's playing.
Wonderful.
And she...
This is what's tough about... Because usually I can finagle a ticket.
Yeah.
This is unlike something else.
I know.
And it is tough. Because I know someone that works at the promotion company. And they were like, oh, there was a giant company-wide meeting that said, don't even ask.
Really?
Like, it's not happening.
I reached out to my reps when I was going in Las Vegas, but got them through another means.
Yeah.
But,
Cut me open.
So we'll see. But a part of me is like, maybe I'll just buy one ticket.
Are you CAA? Because she's CAA.
I am. And so is Travis. And I'm friends with Travis's agent.
Let's
fucking go.
So I don't know if I should harass her.
Do you think they're endgame?
I don't.
Okay. For me, name another time a man has spoken about a woman like that publicly.
But I think he is hashtag not here for the right reasons. Like, I don't trust his motives. If you've been on a reality show.
No, that went through my head. It's scary,
yeah,
of course.
It's scary.
It's scary for all of us.
All
of us are shaking.
But I watched a video of him pick up a man with one arm. And
God.
Let her get fucked by this athlete.
Yes, get fucked by this athlete 1,000%.
And do Christmas and hang out. I thought I would
put
get
it on my
get fucked and do Christmas.
I wanted a photo of her hanging out with his nieces, but we didn't get it.
Yeah, but I just think that.
Always next year.
I get worried about. For one, I'm getting a little reboundy. Because it's so quick, so
yeah, but
soon.
I think they broke up before midnight. Like, I think there's.
You think there's been more time?
No, I'm freaked out, but I'm getting water. But keep talking.
Okay.
No, I'm out.
I think there.
I think
was
if you've been
time.
On a reality show and you're dating Taylor Swift, like, there's something.
100%, but you
something.
Know what I like about it? He's embarrassed by that. It wasn't cool. Like, him and his brother on their podcast, he's always like, can we not talk about that? Like,
I know, but because he knows how it looks now that he's dating Taylor. Do you know what I mean?
No, but he's excited. He's not playing it cool. If he was playing it cool, then that would be suspicious. But he legit is like, I can't believe I'm with her. This is insane.
Yeah.
He is being honest. He's like, what? I can't believe I'm with Taylor Swift. This is nuts. I don't think he's like,
I just hope
got
he,
it.
I just hope he loves her and doesn't love the idea of her.
On the podcast, I listen to him and his brother's podcast now every week.
Yeah, wow.
Seems like that it's cute. No, I know about football. And now my algorithm has like all these sports
Did you watch the
videos. I cried in the first few minutes.
It's a great doc. Brian, when this all started, Brian goes, you need to watch this. Yeah. And it made them, I love them.
And the girls are cute. Their little kids are really, really, like, cute kids to watch.
His brother has, I don't like how his brother, like, confirmed the rumors. I'm like, I just, I'm uneasy.
Well,
I'm
uneasy. And that's good. Other
but I want
people
to get
need,
fucked. I want
because
to have
he
fun.
Said, he goes, a lot of people care about Taylor, as they should.
Yeah.
And he understands that, yeah. You know, he can't fuck up.
That's now, good to hear.
He bought a new house to impress her, you know? Yeah. I like that.
Oh, my God.
But
I wouldn't mind a new house. Speaking of new houses,
you're on your, yes.
What's going on with you, girl?
I am moving to the East Village.
So I have a question.
I can't believe I get to say
when
that.
When did you officially move here?
So I moved here December 2019 to audition in person.
You have to laugh.
And then I had to leave for
but
10
honey,
months.
You booked. You booked.
I booked a thing in New York. And now
oh, did
I
that shoot in New York?
Yeah. Wait, what was it? What was it?
Survival of the thickest.
Michelle
Beach, friend of the pod.
Yeah. And she, but then I had to leave during the pandemic for 10 months, give up a great apartment in West Hollywood. And then I came back April 2021. I've put in my time.
Yeah.
And I'm out. So yeah. February 1st, my lease starts. So in a couple weeks. And then I'm, you know, but I could be loose in February. Yeah. So that, like.
Can we get your review of LA having no, like, pros, cons?
I can't blame a whole city. Like, I am who I am. And I'm probably going to struggle. Like, no, I still have to get through my own stuff. But I have never been more isolated, sad, and depressed.
Really?
As when I have lived here. I also lived in a studio apartment, which is not good. Meg Stalter had a tweet once that was like, like, looking at your bed at 24 hours a day is not healthy. And I think about it constantly.
That's so funny.
Because I eat, I do everything in my bed. Yeah. And then if you're wanting, I'd have a lazy day. It's just, yeah. And then I have all this clothes and it, there's just no escape from your garbage and everything. And it really mentally fucked me.
Yeah. You need a bedroom.
I need a bedroom and I have a bedroom.
Oh.
I'm so happy. Do want to live in like Manhattan proper.
I'm gonna walk everywhere. I'm like buzzing. I can walk to so many trains. I can walk. New York Comedy Club is a 7-minute walk.
Wow. Yeah, that's heaven.
I get to walk to the Cellar. I get to walk home. I don't have to take a bridge, like Uber bridge.
Yeah. Do you feel like you were performing less here?
For sure, my progress and new material was for 100% less because when you could do 5-6 spots on a Friday night,
yeah,
you can work through. You're just inspired. You know here. I am really lucky. Like, I had 3 spots on Friday, 3 on Saturday. Yeah. But I have to work hard to do that.
Yeah.
It's not all the time.
And then you're kind of always on tour.
Yeah.
What is your schedule?
I am. LAX sucks. I'd rather go to JFK, LaGuardia, that new Delta terminal.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I'm a Newark girl till I die.
Yeah, because you live on the west side.
True.
Not to give the secrets. And
The secrets are out.
But you're not a Delta girly.
I'm both now.
But you did.
Lately, I've been both.
She lately flew on
because
Delta.
Now that I'm touring more, there's some cities where Delta's the best.
I love Delta.
Even if I have to do a layover from Vancouver to Seattle and stop in Portland, I will do it.
But can I tell you
so
something?
So you're going to Vancouver, Feb?
I'm not, but I'm just saying like, I'm a Delta, I'm Diamond.
Delta till you die.
And I mean, I was really hurt by their changes last year and what they were trying to do.
What'd they do?
Basically, but I've learned how to finagle, and I'm gonna make. If they want to make it more elite, at first I was like, "Fuck you," but now I'm like, "Fine,
yeah,
I accept the challenge."
Play ball.
But basically, there's MQMs and MQDs. MQD is money spent on tickets. MQMs is miles flown.
Sure,
that's gone now. So your status means nothing. And to me, if you're loyal as fuck, what the fuck? So they're catering to you. Have to buy more first class. They're catering to the business.
Do you
person.
Always fly first?
Absolutely not, but
can I say something?
I have more often.
There's nothing like flying Delta One out of LAX.
Unless it's an old plane. I've become one of these people. No. If I go on and I see it's not a new plane, I'm like, are you fucking kidding
me? But the experience of flying Delta One out of LAX, it's a different entrance.
Yeah.
They escort you up in an elevator
straight
to the
lounge. You get a shrimp before you enter.
Yeah.
Like, wait, where are you
going?
You don't
get that at JFK.
It's the Delta One's only if you're going to New York or another country.
No, Delta One
there's like
I don't know why.
They added a Miami one because it used to not even have direct. LA to Chicago, no direct flight.
That's shocking.
So with my family, also New York, I'm like a 2-hour flight.
That's shocking.
8-hour. Yeah, but my friend's uncle is a pilot, and I asked him about this, and it's all like turf stuff. And the airlines work together. So if something's an American place.
I'm always asking my friend's uncles about their jobs.
Turf wars.
We stayed in his house in not a cool part of Florida, but not Scottsdale. What's the Scottsdale of Florida?
Sure. Whatever. Hey, whatever you want. Whatever you want it to be.
We stayed at his house because we were on the road and he had a nice house, but we were like making sandwiches and sitting by the pool.
Oh,
I
heaven.
Felt like a teen again.
Oh, my God.
Lately, I've been really into any hang that makes me feel like I'm back in high school. It makes me happy.
Totally. Well,
I think that's why nostalgia. I'm enjoying being here, because me driving my car It's so high. I was so happy.
Oh, you know what? New song. Well, it's not new. It's from Speak Now. Sparks Fly. Yeah. I sing it every day.
Totally.
Sparks Fly.
I love Speak Now, the track.
That album is really fun.
That's my least favorite of all. I'm least familiar with that album, is what I'll say.
Yeah, I'm just new to so much that every, I'm like, wait, what's this? Like, it's
yeah,
been.
That's so exciting.
One, I've been having a lot of fun. I love I Know Places.
Yeah, Reputation's my favorite.
It is really good. For me, Don't Blame Me.
Oh. Is. Love Made Me Crazy.
Yeah. I actually don't like that one.
Oh, I love it.
It makes me feel so.
Yes, yeah. Bitch.
But in my top 25 on Apple, Ready For It is in there.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I ready. So there's some Taylor that go on my like my running like mm-hmm. playlist. Ooh. And like that's like Ready For It. It's How the Games Begin.
Look What You Made Me Do.
Look What You Made Me Do. Okay. Like,
let's get rich enough to sign up for the gym that Taylor goes to.
What's her gym?
Dog Pound.
Dog Pound.
What's Dog Pound?
So you have to submit. They have to accept you or not, but it's $36,000 a year for the best membership.
And it's right down the street.
Wait.
From the it's right down
I know about it because Ashley Graham, a model that I look up to, but I heard she's an idiot and is a flat earther, but.
You know, I bought her tanning thing.
She's sexy. She really gets me going.
Dog Pound was on the
36,000.
Dog Pound on Canal.
Yeah, that's how I started.
That's right where the people that I never lived.
She was,
there's
when
too
she
much
was
to talk about.
In LA. Are we talking about? Here, let me give you
how
your
much
bracelets.
Is that a month?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you're performing at the Wilbur, I saw on your poster. Are you not?
I'm performing at one of their like smaller venues.
Okay, I brought a bracelet that says the Wilbur. Should I not give it to you?
Yes, it's manifesting. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm excited what mine says. I didn't know
thank you, girl. Cool. This is so cute.
Yours says Big Dick Wolf Energy.
I'm sad.
And then I have one that says Tipsy.
Oh, I love that.
That's for you.
That's for me, for sure. Thank
yeah.
you. These are so cute.
And then this one says Detective.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
You are a detective.
I am a detective.
Mapping out your workout schedule. Thank you to Lisa's fans for making us these.
The ones I have one that says Looky Loo, Glitter Cheese, and then someone just gave me, when we were all in Seattle, one that says Fuck the Patriarchy.
Well, definitely.
Wow, definitely.
Oh, keychain on the ground.
Something about, since you're, the... Does she fuck mouth you? Or like, that was a wild lyric in Mad Woman.
Oh, does she mouth fuck you forever?
Yeah, I was really shocked when I heard that.
I never thought of it like that. Does she mouth fuck you?
I think it means does she mouth.
It like, does, but it's both. Double entendre.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if it's a double entendre.
I always heard it says mouth, but Taylor is too smart to not know that it would be.
Yeah, it's.
What about he looks up grinning like a devil?
Oh, I didn't ever put that together.
That's one of the best bridges of all time.
Yeah, but I didn't.
It's cruel, the shape of my body. It's blue, the shape of my body. It's he looks up grinning like a devil. It's bad.
See, I'm so naive. I picture it because she talks about how she waited for him to come to her balcony every night of that summer. So I'm thinking he's looking up at her. She's at a balcony.
Oh, I thought they were just in the back of the car and she said it and then he looked up.
He looks up, grinning like a devil.
Cruel Summer's my Ryo song.
Cruel Summer's the best.
I'm going through a thing where I keep seeing guys from Grindr on like more like upstanding dating sites. Like there's this bi guy who I like song. Actually, two bi guys I've seen on Grindr and then one on Hinge and one on Raya.
But is it
the same one?
No, two different bi guys.
Do you like that or does that you don't like that?
There's good and bad about it.
Interesting. What's the good?
The good is that like on Grindr I like everything's out there, so like I know exactly what they want sexually. The bad, there is no, I guess, bad thing about it other than like, I don't know, dissonance. But like, one of the bi guys I went on a date with and I had a fun conversation, but I just wasn't there. I'm having so much trouble getting excited about anybody.
Yeah,
except for my primary and secondary, but I'm not even that excited about my secondary.
What's going on with your love life?
It's non-existent, but I'm being more flirty out there, open than I ever have. I've been really closed off. I'm the problem.
I was going to say, when's the last time you had a crush or someone who got you going?
So, so long.
Really?
Yeah, so, so long. But that's okay.
Why do you think you were closed off?
So many things. I'm on this journey. But I also want to meet. So I'm having a hard time being more casual. Like I want to like meet this person. I'm putting too much pressure on everything. And I just need to relax and have fun. But it's been so long that it's like.
You got to break the seal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Once you break the seal, you'll be like, oh, I remember this.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I just want to do maybe a makeout first. We'll see.
So fun.
Yeah.
A makeout. Oh, my God.
Are you true bi?
Yeah. So
cool.
Yeah. But I was going to, I don't want to say what I was going to say. I just would be nervous to date someone that's very strict about what pronoun they need because yeah. that's just not my personality. I can't. In my home, I can't be on edge. It's not. Like, in my own home, having to make sure I'm like on it, it makes me nervous.
Yeah, that's less about your orientation than it is about your...
That's my personality. That's not my personality.
It's just too serious when it gets, for me.
You want someone laid back.
Laid back. Like a RuPaul, like fuck gender.
You want a gender fucked, laid back icon.
Yeah, because I love the idea of a bi man. I really do.
Yeah.
A bi guy's hot. Yeah. I'm trying to get guys.
My
I know
two
who
exes
bi.
Ago was bi, and then like I keep ending up crossing paths with these bi guys. But I think I want to date a pure gay.
Pure. Brian had a crush on one guy when he was like in high school.
Really?
And he told my dad that when we were all getting dinner. My dad was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" He's like, "Sorry, Jim. Sorry, I'm coming out to you."
Wait, you go to around Aspen for the do you ever go to Kemosabe?
What's that? I go to Breckenridge.
The hat store.
No, what's that?
There's a hat store that the Beverly Hills Housewife Kyle Richards part of me is obsessed with, but her and Rihanna were just there.
That's crazy.
Because Rihanna went there just because Kyle Richards went there. So the store was like, Kyle, Rihanna's here. Do you want to meet her? And so Kyle got to the store and they hung out.
Oh my God.
Why would Rihanna want to meet her?
Because she's a huge Housewives fan.
Oh, wow.
Rihanna loves the Housewives. That's she follows
amazing.
Them, like messages them. She.
I think
like
I'm over
thing.
Housewives.
That's major.
I'm not. It's honestly, Bravo is... the core of most of my deep friendships, my life. I have a show that I watch every single night, the Watch What Happens. Most of the accounts I follow are Bravo. Yeah. It really is like such a big part of my
and we both had the opportunity to be bartender.
Yes!
Shout out.
Yeah, that was how was I've been it? In the audience twice, a bartender once. Okay. So
I was so nervous because they really cut to you for 1 second. You have to be like, and I know nothing about Bravo. So I was just
my God.
I fucked up. I was too starstruck. And
really?
So every time we flopped, and then right when the camera would leave, I'm like, we should have said this.
That's because stakes were too high. Stakes were low for me. Stakes too high for you.
We were posing. When we walked into the studio, there's a cardboard cutout of Andy. And I went, we have to take a photo. And they went, you're going to meet him.
Uh-huh,
and
go,
like, I couldn't believe it.
Couldn't believe.
But he saw how excited we were. So he took a photo with us.
That's
like
nice.
Behind the bar. And he gave us a little compliment. I want to be on the couch so bad.
You will be.
I want to play a game. I want to play a game where I'm with someone else and they have to put the blindfold on or something. And
you
I have
will
to
be
give
in
them
five
clues.
Seconds.
So that's should we, something should, I manifest.
So you're one of our rare repeat guests. Should
really?
We ask, should we ask you, since you last came on the pod,
yeah.
who were you, who are you, and who do you want to be?
That's so amazing. Okay. Who I want to be, I'm like making it happen. I'm going to live my Carrie Bradshaw life.
Yes.
Like, I'm moving back to New York for my permanent home. I will never move again.
Really?
From there. To escape the election, maybe my sister, we're,
Yeah.
I think we should all think about leaving. But
yeah.
Sure.
Just in case.
Yeah.
My sister was there for the toppling of the Soviet Union. She escaped. She was like a young teen. I think we should trust her instincts when she says, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
That's just
where will
I
you go?
Wherever she buys a house. So they've been traveling looking for a secondary location because
really?
They are ready to escape. Yes.
What does she do?
She quit her job to find a new home while her husband works and trying to set up a full move to escape fascism.
What does her husband do? My question is, are they rich?
Well, he's doing fine. I think they have like a few mortgages out or something, but they're a Traeger.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not, but they like to spend.
Yeah.
So they have fun. So it's like no matter how much you have, if you don't save.
Older or younger?
Older. 10 years older. They have three.
They're Chicago, kids. Right?
And yeah.
Gokie.
Gokie, honey. But he's doing well.
Cool.
But one time I was on a podcast that he listens to, and I said what he did for a living, and then he called me and he was like, that's not what I do at all.
Really?
Yeah, men just have jobs at office. Like, I don't know.
That's like me talking about my mom and my brother.
I'm always dating people.
But don't your brothers are in the arts, or is
one's
one of them
in
not?
The arts, one's not.
What? Oh, and you don't know.
Do you know what I realized about myself?
Exactly. So like I said he was a project manager, and I guess he's not.
That sounds like it could be anything.
But what's cool is he works for an evil company at the moment, but he got to hire his own team. And he got to hire a woman from his old job and double her salary.
That's sick.
Wow.
How cool does that feel?
That is cool.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car.
you should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't know if we, this has been so light. I was about to say, what? The fucking internet's so mean to our clips.
It's crazy.
For no reason.
We can get into it.
You just had like such a fun little thing where you're like, oh, the drummer wants to fuck me.
Oh, did you see that one? That was the craziest one.
Well, I went in and out.
No. Thank you.
You were in the weeds?
No, what? I just was like, I'll pop off nice stuff. Because I had to do that to Garcelle recently. Like,
I had to do that to Garcelle.
No, literally.
It's like, we're attacking Garcelle.
It's what
were
so they wild.
I'm way behind in Beverly Hills. I literally just got to the jacket.
She's playing the race card, and it's like, no, she doesn't want to do this. Yeah. Can you not see her by her face that she is pained by what is happening and how she is being treated?
Like, I don't know the current
this
events.
Idea that she's like reaching, that she's not a grown ass woman who's dealt with racism her whole life and knows what's like.
Yeah,
I just and they won't listen to her or hear her.
The other
and
woman,
the audience, Dorit just was cringe.
Really?
Cringe.
Yeah,
it's really
I've never
disgusting,
been on
and
Team
the
Dorit.
Fans are awful to her.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
The
well, that's
crazy.
That's honestly, it's not that I'm over Bravo. I'm over the culture around it. Like, it used to be fun. And
you
now
mean like the fans?
Yeah, the fandom has got, honestly, do you know my real theory is like, because for a while I felt like the gays were either Housewives gays or Drag Race gays. And the Drag Race fandom was so like crazy and toxic and like evil to the queens. And then those gays found out about Housewives and they came over and they've ruined all the fun. Like, it's like, no, we're actually not crazy here. Like, we're here to have fun and lol. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the frange, like the women, everything has changed too.
I know.
Like, I don't like that they post stuff on social media before it happens or we see photos. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to watch it and be surprised.
You want to watch it happen live.
Scandoval, I think, changed things. People are like, chasing the Ariana fame. Yeah. Like, they want, they're jealous of what she
are you
has.
Watching?
Which one's Ariana, the one who got cheated on?
Yeah.
She's basically created a full career.
Yeah.
And now everyone wants, she's a, you know, she just got cast as Roxy Hart on Broadway.
That's amazing.
Like,
for being cheated on.
The name on everybody's list.
Are you watching Southern Charm this season?
Sickening.
Unbelievable.
Taylor is.
I haven't seen
it. I thought
Larsa
Pippen was scum. Fucking Taylor is scum. It's scummy.
I think she's in pain and she's lost.
Yes. Okay. I can see the depth. You're right. I think she's a bad person. That grin. You saw the reunion?
I don't agree with what she did when she brought up T-Rav.
This is the thing. If you truly are sorry and you apologize and that person is not ready to accept.
Yes.
You respect it and you give them the time. Like, you apologies do not automatically forgive
I think
you. You could still be hurt. I've told people like, I forgive you, whatever, but I'm not here yet.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do that. And she was caught on a phone being like, whatever, I don't regret anything.
I know.
I didn't do anything
I wrong. I think Olivia is so beautiful.
She is.
I don't know a single word you're saying.
And she called her basically there's two blonde girls.
Sure.
And
tell us all the time.
Gorgeous
Olivia
girls,
and Taylor. Because
as big as my pinky, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
Olivia had a situationship with this guy Austin. She really liked him, but he fucks with girls' minds and hearts. Yes. Like, he's a playboy, he's 6'4", so he
Austin from Southern Charm. I'm familiar with him. I don't think he's very hot.
Me
no,
either.
But I heard in person his jawline's more defined. I don't know. Because I didn't understand why Jax Taylor had a hold on women and was rude.
I never
lives.
Was attracted to Jax.
I saw him in person hopping into a car and I went, okay.
Really?
Okay.
I never got it with Jax.
Okay. I didn't either. And then I saw him in person.
My college friend was like, Jax is the hottest man in the world. And I was like, I'm not getting it.
I can't. Who's Jax?
He's a demon.
Yeah.
Okay.
My favorite is one time he went with this girl that he was dating to an AA meeting and she confessed everything. And then he walked right outside the meeting. They sat on a curb and he said, I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah.
Like, Jax Taylor?
There's nothing like early Vanderpump. There's nothing will ever.
This
hit.
Doesn't do it for me, I'll tell you
no,
that.
No, it doesn't do it for me either. And he kept getting plastic surgery but looking the same.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this awesome, so whatever. So then Taylor is dating this guy, Shep, who's...
I know about Shep.
Yeah. Kind of, you know, gross.
What do you think of his monologue at the reunion?
He's hot to me.
It's a, my friend texted me, like, it's a really big monologue for just quitting taking shots.
I know.
You have to cut beer out too, babes.
I know.
But I guess he was so bad. He brought, like, during Bravo.
I know. Well, they never really got to it.
So after, so Taylor, you know, Shep and Austin are friends. So Taylor, what she did to get back at Shep was hook up with Austin.
Classic.
And Olivia was hearing this stuff. So Olivia, to her good friend Taylor, multiple times said, is this true?
Yeah.
Taylor lied to her face time and time again. One-on-one lunches.
One-on-one lunches.
And don't people think, but don't these people know it's going to come out because we're on TV?
But
they
off
keep
cam.
Lying. They will not admit it. And she will not just apologize.
So do you think that they fucked? I don't
of
think.
Of course they fucked.
I don't think they fucked.
They fucked.
You think they fucked?
They fucked.
Well, so do you know what I think?
Because why would you lie? Why wouldn't you be like, Olivia, I'm so sorry. I want to get back at Shep. I made out with
well,
Austin.
Well, you know the darkest part
then,
of the whole story.
Well, it gets darker. So then Olivia's brother dies. Very sad.
What the fuck?
And Taylor.
Of Lyme disease?
It's not really.
Yeah,
I think it's.
I googled it. I think it was like.
But it's sad.
That's horrible.
Obviously, Austin lost a sister earlier, so they kind of trauma bonded. And instead of Taylor dropping it, Taylor keeps being like, "Just forgive, like, won't." And then they all went on this big trip, and now it's, well, if you don't forgive me, I'm done. I've already apologized enough, so you're the problem, and you're just punishing me. And it's like, you're not actually sorry. And then she was caught talking to her brother, being like, I don't even regret it. They weren't even dating. This is stupid.
Oh,
and Olivia overheard
she was
it all.
Drunk.
But she stood up after Olivia's brother had passed. They're all at a table at dinner, and she gets up to do a toast and goes, you know, I love my brother just like you. And brought, like,
yeah.
What?
It was disgusting. But, and then, so then at the reunion, to this person she is like dying to be friends with again and is acting like she's sorry, reveals a secret that she only told her and that she wanted to take to the grave, that she was humiliated. She hooked up with like a disgusting person.
Thomas Ravenel, you'll remember.
I know him.
So when she was 22, and it's like, we all know the power dynamic and what a piece of shit he is. And
how, isn't he in jail for life or something?
So it's like, and then when she revealed it, she had this smirk on her face.
No.
And the girl, Catherine, who she's like, you did this
Catherine.
To a friend.
I know Catherine.
Yeah, Catherine.
She's still on the show?
No, but no. Catherine posted, I love Olivia Taylor, you're Scott, like you're nothing.
Oh, she did.
Oh, yeah. Catherine goes, we are friends. Olivia did nothing wrong. And for you to bring that up in front of everyone. And so, you know, at the end of part one of the reunion, Olivia walks out and you hear her go, fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Good. But
I honestly think even the... Olivia's brother passing away, like, I mean,
oh,
I
and then Taylor's brother passed away after filming.
Oh,
wait,
I didn't know that.
What?
Taylor's brother is dead now too.
I did not know that.
That is so weird.
So it's
that's
weird.
Why Olivia didn't bring up. She was like,
what?
I noticed on the reunion that she was like, and then you said to whoever on the phone, like, what? Like, she didn't say your brother, and I was like, did she not know who it was? But I think the darkest part of the story isn't even any of the brother deaths. To me, the darkest part of the story is the nude sent to Whitney.
Okay. Nude sent to Whitney.
They're going to be like JT's on the stool.
But also, why are their names Taylor and Olivia?
I know. I said that.
Wait,
remember
what do you mean? Because of Olivia
you?
Benson and Taylor Swift?
No, Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift.
Oh, were they in a fight?
Hugely.
Allegedly.
Oh,
it's
what's
tearing
the
apart
deal?
My family because I have a Gen Z sister who's on Olivia's side.
Wait,
these
what's
girls,
the deal?
I'm sorry, these girls look exactly the same.
I know.
This is crazy.
Well, they were best friends, and that's the thing. Like,
they were best friends. Of course, they
look the same. Of course,
they look the same. They were really close, and Olivia's so heartbroken because everyone's like, "Why are you forgiving Austin and not Taylor?" And she's like, "Taylor was my friend, and also Taylor's like, you said you hate me and this and that." And Olivia goes, "It's true. I do not like you. I don't want to be your friend anymore. Like,
this
accept
is crazy.
It."
But wait. Catherine,
you're allowed to not want to be friends
I'm
with
scared.
People.
I'm
scared of all the brothers dying.
Remember
Why?
Whitney? Remember Whitney?
Yeah, of course, with the mom.
Wait, how do you remember some people?
Sorry,
some not?
She watched
season,
early seasons.
Season one or two.
So I haven't watched the early ones.
Oh, you should. They're,
I just jumped into Southern Charm to get ready for Winter House.
Oh, I will say Lisa.
What's Winter House?
In no
it's
way.
A spinoff where Summer House and Southern Charm people get together in Vermont and ski, but now they're bringing in Family Karma people below deck, and it's just young, hot, single Bravo people fucking in a log, you know,
but Lisa, imagine, but like those early Vanderpump seasons of like Jack
crazy.
Dumping,
Lorelai,
Lorelai at the AA meeting, like that literally is like early Southern Charm is so good because like Catherine and Thomas were so organic, like they truly like they met and it was like this bizarre romance that was just captured on film and then they started getting like pregnant and then they kept breaking up explosively but then like getting pregnant again.
That's what I watched.
But wait, Whitney, so Taylor also Shep's ex who like.
Yeah.
Maybe fucked Austin. Also, like, it came
Hillary out. Hillary Ann Green.
Yeah, it also came out that she sent a nude to Whitney that said, come one, come all.
Is this what you're looking for?
And then Whitney showed his mom.
No, he showed everybody. And so, but Craig is such a glow up for me. Craig is like, what we're forgetting is that Whitney did something wrong.
Yeah.
And Taylor did not do it. And Whitney shouldn't have showed everybody. Yeah. And I was like,
I know.
You like Craig?
I never did, but Craig has matured into such like an amazing man.
Well, why do I feel like he's not like in our orbit?
Well, because of Hannah and Paige, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He just is, there's just been mature moments. Like when people are like, Paige is cheating on you, he just walks away.
Yeah. So he's bigger than pillows.
He's but the pillows are huge. Are like,
yeah.
A whole warehouse, 40 employees.
That's great. What kind of pillows is he making?
Sewn down south, baby.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? Sewn down south?
I just feel, or even with Shep, he goes, listen, the path you're on, you're going to drive off a cliff, and I refuse to be driving.
Do you think that Shep and Taylor will get back together?
I hope not. Shep is the worst kind of like trust fund situation. He has unlimited money with no goals, nothing. He doesn't want to work on himself. He is gonna unfortunately drink himself into a really sad life. Wait, do you watch Winter House or Summer House?
I'll do with a Winter House. So I will always watch Summer House. What I'll do with Winter House is I will like wait on it and then.
Did you watch Single Danielle?
No, what's Single Danielle?
Danielle from Summer House it's an
whose
insane
side
season.
Were you on, Danielle versus Lindsay?
Lindsay.
Me too.
No, when the season started, I knew they were fighting. I'm like, can't wait to see what crazy Lindsay did.
I know.
And then you go on and you're like, Danielle, what the fuck?
My favorite, I always say to myself when I'm alone in my apartment, when was the last time you made a sandwich for me?
But I mean, Lindsay makes TV. All the moments are around her.
And now she's dating Johnny Bananas.
Who's Johnny Bananas?
From
he's
the
on
challenge.
Traitors, but he's a challenge. So he won the challenge. I don't watch the challenge. Up. My best friends do, but
it's
the
so
challenge.
Good. You would love it.
You know, it's Love Island vibes. So it's like, not in that way. Just at the end, Johnny they both Bananas. Win money and he stole money from his partner.
Yeah.
He was one of those that go, I'm taking it for myself.
This is hot, like for sure.
Yeah. Johnny Bananas can ruin me. I'd risk it all. Oh, but yeah.
Oh, new segment. Who would you risk it all for?
Yeah.
Just slam.
And then we all say how much. You
oh, really?
Yeah, I'd risk it all for
Miley. I love, you know
what? What do I even have to risk? I got nothing. A studio apartment? I take it. Take it.
Honey, you have a lease in the East Village.
Yeah.
Wait, is Miley dating someone right now?
Yeah, she's dating this guy for like 3 years, a weirdo musician.
3 years?
That's a long time.
Didn't she just break up with
Didn't she just buy herself flowers?
No, the divorce, that's the song came out, but like maybe not 3 is too long.
Yeah.
But she had a quote where she goes, well, we went on a blind date. I mean, it wasn't blind for him, which
go off.
But he's a musician and he produced like 2 of the songs on that album.
I know I used to be crazy. I know.
So different from Taylor. Like, she only wants to perform at the Chateau Marmont for 20 of her friends. Like, refuses to tour.
Respect.
That's who I want to be. My new mantra in life of what I want to be.
Yes, tell.
I don't want to be Kobe. I want to be Shaq.
Okay.
That's my new thing.
What do you mean by that?
That doesn't mean enough.
As someone who doesn't even know what you're talking about, what does that
mean? Okay. Kobe Bryant was like Mamba mentality, like 5 a.m., work, 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 work. Like, he wouldn't even pass the ball to Shaq because he was like, you're not working fucking hard enough.
Wow.
Worked so hard through pain, through champion. Yeah. Shaq missed every free throw, worked hard, dominated.
Yeah.
But he just goes to Target and buys kids' toys and tips a lot.
Yeah.
And that's what I did one toy drive where I bought all these toys and I was like, I want to be like Shaq.
Yeah.
I just want to go buy shit and tip well and have a good thing and be good.
I know.
But I can miss free throws and I'm okay with
you
it.
You said the smartest thing.
I don't need to be.
You said the smartest thing in Seattle where you were like, I forget what we were talking about, but you were like, we did it. We don't have jobs. Like, none of us have to have jobs. Like, what more do we need? Like, we don't work.
Wait, that's beautiful.
Yeah, we cracked the code, but
why am I always stressed?
Because the rigmarole of our business, Dana Gould said this, and, you know, he wrote on The Simpsons, he goes, they make you feel like you constantly need more and more and more.
Yeah.
When you've done it. You've done it. And they make you not enjoy it because you want to do these things. And I fall guilty. We all fall guilty. Yeah. I want to sell out a theater. I want to do this. But, like, at the end of the day, we fucking did it. We're doing it. We're in it.
Yeah.
And fuck yeah. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you this. Should I be like, oh, excuse me, ma'am. I've never performed at a comedy club.
I know. I saw that on your calendar. I'm so excited for you. But you you liked Comedy Works, right?
I loved Comedy Works.
Yeah, they were fun. But that was really our crowd.
Wait, what on my calendar are you looking at?
Wait, I don't know. I just why also thought, saw you were at the Wilbur.
Well, you know, I had the best time at Comedy Works, and I was like, oh, why have I not been doing this at all?
It like,
why
do you think? But, I feel like I even hearing you say like I'm 7 minutes from the Cellar, I'm like,
yeah, the Cellar
doesn't care about me.
Should we care?
Ooh,
we want to learn about this, about your culture.
You do it all. I do it all. I love the club thing. It's not fun. Like, there was someone else, a friend, who wanted to be. I'm like, you're not going to like it. Like, but it's honestly so many fun friends and people that you would enjoy. It's packed crowds, and I love cash on hand.
I know.
To me, nothing's hotter than running around New York City doing 15-minute sets, getting to drink for free, and then walking home with just hundreds of dollars in cash.
Yeah. How do we even begin to go up there?
You need to have someone recommend you, and then she has to like your video, and then you audition for her, and it's terrifying. Like, I've done television. I've done lots of things. Never was I more nervous.
But the audition is just like a show, right?
Like, 5 minutes set.
But like with a crowd.
Yeah.
It's not just like going to her room.
It's a casting room. Casting couch.
And then you get spots or you don't. And then sometimes it ebbs and flows. Sometimes you're a favorite. Sometimes you're not. You put in avails every week and then you see what spots you get.
I would be so nervous to even walk in.
No, it's a lot of, at first, it's like your worth is attached to it. And then your spots go down. And we're all kind of self-centered in this way. It's like, is she mad at me? And it's like, there's just 300 of us. You know, like, I'll take everything personal or what does this
What's
mean?
Her name
and
again?
It doesn't even matter. Esty.
That's the queen.
She's the queen.
Wait, tell her about me, even though I live in LA now. Was it a mistake to move here? I needed a change.
No, you're a TV writer.
Yeah.
And you perform here and you're gonna do Dynasty. It's like everyone, you know, everyone needs something different, and I need to walk in the buzz of a city.
Yeah.
A moving city.
I needed a change.
I need to be
I wasn't rich enough to live in like Manhattan proper, and so I had to.
Well, I'm moving in February on purpose because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Things.
People. I have really a January lease.
Yeah.
Never change.
Yeah.
You could afford to live in Manhattan.
Now I can, but like at the time, honestly, what
you
was.
You would also. Because
I lucked out.
Also, sorry, but at the Village Underground, there's a piano player and a drummer. So all the sets at the VU downstairs, you have two musicians always.
That'd be so sick. I'm fine. Right? But I think people think because I do songs that I can't tell a joke, but it's not true.
I know.
And I would love to do more. We'll talk. We'll talk off pod.
Yeah, all the clubs, but
any wisdom
that
you have.
Is,
because I live there. I'm like,
So what? Because what clubs are you doing on the road? Like, what are you doing?
I'm doing.
I also saw you're doing Parkway in Minnesota. Amazing venue.
Really? Oh, great.
Loved
it. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm doing a mix of a lot of like music venues too. Not a lot of clubs.
Because also, what you learn with these giant theaters, they hold a lot of money. Like, you owe them a lot of money. you know, to perform there.
What was I going to say?
And have the Parkway doesn't have. Like, the Parkway is a great deal.
Are you WME?
No.
You're CAA.
Yeah.
Who's your touring agent?
His name's Brandon.
Oh yeah, I met him.
Burger. Hey, what's up, bro?
Slay. I'm learning a lot. This is my first time ever touring, for real.
Well, because you know the funniest thing, when I met your mom in Edinburgh, and we were talking, and I was telling her about what I do, and I'm like, yeah, you know, you go to clubs, you perform for people who don't know you, you do that. And she went, why are you doing that?
That's what my mom says that all the time.
And I went, it's just the gig, bitch. Yeah. If I could not do that, I would. Yeah. But sometimes I just have to go to, you know,
don't you love it?
I do love it.
I feel like you're always on like
a
private plane.
I've only been on one once.
Who's?
Remember that though? Who was it?
Tom Segura.
Wow.
Once. And I was acting casual, and then he goes, let me take a picture of you.
That's
and
sick.
I went, thank you.
Wait, I actually don't know who that is.
He's a comic, major. But now he probably has his own plane. But
you're
this
the
time
queen of
tiny.
Knowing people who I don't know who they are.
I'm a gossip, and that's a lesson I've learned. I've wasted too much time thinking about everyone else, and I need to think about myself.
Me too. I have to work on myself.
I was like too much in like everyone's business.
But also that's made you so beloved.
Oh, and hated. It depends. You can't be beloved if people don't hate you.
Love that.
The men, after the election, I fought with everyone at the Cellar. I have lots of enemies. If you were a white man that's selling out right now, I fought with you. Every enemy of mine that I've ever had is doing Radio City Music Hall.
Oh. You gotta have a long list of enemies, though, as you know.
I do, but I fight people and I regret some of them. And
at least you're doing it in real life, not on the internet.
Yeah.
You're the only person who has real life shit.
Yeah, but I've definitely calmed down. You know, it's a time suck. It's a time waste. Not everyone has to be your friend. But I started stand up at 21. Like, that's another Taylor Swift thing. Like, we hold these young pop stars in such a high standard, and then we're like, they're 20.
Yeah,
I know.
Crazy.
And so I was a psycho bitch.
Well,
I don't think I care as much. Or I've also learned, like, people are who they are. You're not going to change their mind.
Yeah.
All these things. But I have the same personality as my mom. Like, she would fight at work. She'd come home and be like, I'm not going to the Christmas party, you know? Like, I have that in me.
That's beautiful.
I don't know what I have in me.
A lot.
I stopped doing breath work.
I don't care about, I don't
but
trust
you
that. I don't believe in meditation or breath work.
I believe in both. I think they're changing my brain, even though still it's bad. But I think it's
What do you do to unwind?
I have a lot of unhealthy coping mechanisms that I'm working on.
Same.
I'm addicted to weed and watching television at all times.
Yeah.
I feel like there's worse things you could do than weed and television.
And McDonald's, yeah.
Yeah, but at least it's not booze.
Yeah, no, booze, I have a really healthy kind of...
Yeah, you don't really care
and
about
I just
it.
Asked an oncologist if weed causes as much cancer as, like, cigarettes, and he said no.
Yeah. It's from Earth. It's from our girl Earth. I love McDonald's, too. It tastes really good.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
And there's no... The issue is, you get off stage, you deserve a fucking feast.
Yeah.
Especially on tours every night, it's like, okay, what do I get to have after the show?
Yeah.
You know what you got to get going? Our listeners, they bring us, like, the best treats. Like, usually we go home and eat the things they bring us.
People bring
Toronto,
me stuff on the road. It's
someone
nice.
Someone brought me cookies called Craig's Cookies. Wow. Twizzler nibs baked into the cookies.
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
I don't need that, but I respect it.
So, but you're a gummy, you but you're a gummy girl. You brought last time you were on the pod, you brought gummies.
I think about that like every day. My friend with an eating disorder even likes those. Yeah. I never will stop thinking about that.
I think that there's like inherently two types of people, like gummy girls and chocoholics. And like, I'm a chocoholic.
I'm both.
Like in Seattle, those things
those bowls.
At that hotel.
I know.
I ate chocolate then.
That did
deadly
me in.
Bowls. Seattle's deadly.
That's
bowls.
What I developed my last episode. Of my crush of the week was Kit Kats, the company.
The company.
I also love chocolate covered gummy bears.
Oh, see, ooh. I don't like when.
I like chocolate covered cherries.
I don't like when gummy.
I like
fruit
those like Brooklinen ones. They sell at Target.
Where they're the different. Do you get the ones where it's like the color is red and blue for those?
I love that.
Do you know what is?
I love that.
Do you know what is popping up everywhere I look lately?
Nerd
no,
ropes?
Like this like
A to B, A to C, A to C.
This kind of chocolate, like it's like expensive chocolate that's like has orange in it.
Love that.
I
love orange chocolate.
They literally when I moved into my apartment, the guy was like, "Welcome to the building." Gave me one of these orange chocolate bars. I'm like at a show. Someone's like. Here, I brought this chocolate bar for you. It's just like expensive.
That sounds nice.
Chocolate orange. I don't like when it has orange in it. Then I do Factor meals, and in my Factor box for no reason, there's a chocolate orange thing bar, and I'm like, they're following me around. I hate them.
Yeah.
Of course I eat them. I hate every second of it. I'm over it. I don't like when fruit and chocolate come together, including strawberries. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love that. I just saw a viral thing at Borough Market in London. You can get a cup of. Fresh strawberries with melted milk chocolate drizzled. Because, you know, I don't like dark chocolate. I like milk.
I love milk.
That is a huge fucking thing. I hate dark chocolate. And I think people are lying. It's
they
like,
are.
If you want to be healthier, that's fine.
It's like
people
like, I'm gluten-free. And I'm like, you're anorexic. And, of course, I'm joking. And, of course, you're mad at me.
Also, in Cleveland, someone brought us milk chocolate-covered Fritos.
Now, that would
so,
be good.
Yeah, the best things I've ever had in my life.
How good are Fritos even just?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're gluten-free.
Thank God. Well, you know, a huge part of growing up in Texas, a huge part of my lifestyle is having a chili cheese pie.
My two exes ago used to put Fritos in chili in a really cool way.
Well, you know, every Friday at school, we'd have Frito pie.
At school?
Yeah, every Friday school lunch was Frito pie. Frito pie is a bowl of Fritos with chili and cheese.
Oh, my God.
Delicious. Frito, I'm like, you know when you unlock a memory and they're like, could that possibly be true? But you're like, that was true.
My mom used to make something called meatloaf surprise, which was just like meatloaf with mashed potatoes on it, so you couldn't see the meatloaf. But I was always kind of like, the title kind of spoils the surprise. It should be called mashed potato surprise.
Oh, right.
Because the meatloaf is the surprise, but it's not anymore because it's right there in this. There's a spoiler alert, meatloaf surprise.
Virginia, we have notes.
Yeah.
Meatloaf is, I think, the number one most American food.
Yeah.
I was talking to Jimmy Fallon earlier today. And
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. He said the funniest thing. He was talking about his family. And he was like, my Aunt Dottie, who I think this is funny. He's like, my Aunt Dottie, who thinks that she invented taco pie. No, thinks that she invented taco salad.
Someone had to.
People are so funny what they think they invented. My uncle on my dad's side thinks that his friend invented sandwiches in Milwaukee. Like, sandwiches existed everywhere else, but the city of Milwaukee didn't know about sandwiches.
Well, did you guys watch Ladies of London?
Yes.
No, he loves
so
my
the Earl
favorite
of
show.
Sandwich, is that real? She claims that the Earl of Sandwich came up with a sandwich.
I know, but not, in Milwaukee, not in Milwaukee.
No, it was in the 1600s,
I think.
Throwback.
I love Ladies of London.
Let me ask you this.
Caroline Sandbury's dismantling of Caprice during season one is literal art.
She just was the cool girl that everyone wanted, and
Bummer how Dubai turned out, huh?
She's married to a young man, and
But like the Dubai, like it just never happened.
As the franchise, it wasn't very interesting.
No,
I didn't get into it.
I loved that woman that got thrown from a horse.
I don't remember.
Friends with Alexander McQueen. She might have passed.
Oh, did she pass? Did pass?
Okay,
yeah,
I loved her.
Annabelle.
Annabelle, not from being. It was like an incredible storyline where she was like this. Because
I was just thinking about Luann on a
camel. Yeah,
I saw Luann out and about. Did I already tell you this? At La Dive. In New York.
Very chic.
We had come from a party, so we were in a great mood. We were already tipsy.
Who's we?
Me and my best friend Julia, my sister Michelle Buteau. It was Survivor the Sickest premiere party.
Oh my God, what a good vibe.
So I got to meet Garcelle at the premiere.
Wow.
She posted a photo of me on her Instagram.
Great. Thank God you're going back.
I know. I love it.
It's just like where you are.
So then we went to La Dive, and my Will Miles comes up to me and goes, I think someone really important is behind you.
Oh, my
God.
And
I turn around, and I started tearing up. I had a fish room keychain with me.
Yeah.
Like, and Luann was wearing a fedora and trying to get fucked. But my sister doesn't know her, so she kept cock-blocking Luann, being like, you can do better. And I'm like, she is a slut, and you need to let her fuck who she wants. Oh, it was a guy who got kicked out of the bar, waited for her outside. She tried to fuck other people, and then she went home with the guy outside the bar who was kicked out.
My sister was like,
Luann, you can do better. He's not going to make you come. And she went, I bet you can make me come to my sister.
Your sister? I met her.
And then I saw Luann trying to get rid of my sister because she kept cock blocking her. We had to grab my sister.
Oh, my God.
Who came to visit. And then we went home at like 1:30 in the morning. And she went, I came all the way to New York to go home at 1:30. And I'm like, we're going to a matinee tomorrow. She goes, that's at 2. I go, bitch, I don't know what to tell you.
What'd you see?
And Juliet.
How was that?
I loved it.
I heard it was good. I saw the bad version of it, which was the Britney Spears.
Yeah.
What was that called?
I don't remember.
Once Upon a One More Time. Maybe that was the worst thing I've ever seen in my
life. Max Martin, it was so clever and it was cool. And it was like, you know, if Juliet had lived and Romeo had survived. So it was really fun. And I love Max Martin. And then I saw Shucked that trip as well.
I heard that's really funny.
It was fun. I
don't know. It's always popping up on my Instagram.
Well, now that it's not the original cast, because the whole thing is Alex Newell.
Yeah.
Full standing ovation. There's a song that is wild.
Yeah.
Beyond.
I don't really care that much about Broadway. I saw Sweeney Todd, but I didn't care that much about
What's your favorite food?
Any sort of melted cheese and bread situation.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
A pizza, a grilled cheese, a quesadilla. I just want that.
And for me with those, I need that. Though I need something to cut that. So I need grilled cheese. Then you're going to have a tomato soup. Quesadilla, I'm going to need a salsa, sour cream thing. I need a spice to cut the cheese.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. I love quesadilla.
This is my big question. Okay. Sorry, I've been asking, if you could only pick one, would you pick cheeseburger or cheese pizza? Or whatever pizza or a
so
burger.
Hard.
Burger or pizza for life.
Probably burger.
I pick burger too.
It's not in my blood because I come from a huge pizza family. My dad would be so disappointed, but it's gonna be burger for
me. Me too.
What's your favorite burger?
I would say Red Hook Tavern in Hook, Brooklyn. It's not overhyped.
Is it flat or is it juice? Is it smash?
Perfect. It's not smashed. It's perfect with just an we had to wait an hour to sit at the bar. If that's the vibe you're getting of this place.
I don't think I would ever do that for anything.
Yeah, but it's a cute neighborhood, you can walk around.
But then you get over there and you're like, why don't we come over here?
The whole kitchen, it was like...
I like Sunny's.
I don't know what Sunny's Hideaway.
Cute little bar.
No, it was worth it. It is the best burger that I've ever had.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. It is a fun little day.
It's
very like you're dating someone new and you're like, let's go to Red Hook.
Yeah, I did it all over Labor Day. I did my Labor Day weekend in New York.
Fun.
So
that's where she did her
I never remember what month that is, but... Respect.
I do because my birthday is August 31st and it's the first weekend of September. Oh. So I try to connect it.
Yeah. That does make you Virgo, correct? Love.
Yeah. Loyal but judgmental.
I'm a Scorpio.
Sex demon.
Yeah.
You know, I have Virgo stellium.
What?
Virgo stellium.
What is that?
It means I have more than three Virgo placements in my chart.
So makes sense.
Yeah,
to me.
Intense.
Wait, but what did you want to say that's so good? And then I interrupted about the cheese pizza or burger. But we were talking about grilled cheese, cutting it, melted cheese.
Oh, this is so... Thank you for asking because it's so stupid. But when there's a puddle of cheese enchilada and there's rice next to it.
Girl, wait, you're here right now?
I'm here right now. Yeah.
Amigos in Pasadena. My favorite enchiladas is my favorite Mexican spot. You know a place with giant margarita vibes?
Yeah.
But old school, giant... Okay, big wooden booths for no reason and bad lighting. Yes.
Let's do
Amigos.
It.
Yes, before I leave New York, I would love to go to Amigos.
That'll be so fun.
Okay. I always go with my friend Alyssa and
Amigos Pasadena.
I made my friends take me for my birthday last year and they went, so why did you pick this place? I was like, I just love it. I don't always need, a seafood
I need
tower.
A water.
It sounds very I don't always need a seafood tower.
I need a title map. I need a water really badly. Do you
go
want
get
a
water?
No, I have all these beverages.
Oh, sure. I have exactly what Catherine has.
I don't really drink water.
Really?
No, I've been forced to.
It's rare.
I'm a big water girl. So wait, so you unwind, weed, TV? What are your like tips?
I isolate and I don't want to do that anymore. But really,
it can be good. But because when you're traveling so much, what are your tricks and tips for like touring as much as you do? How do you pack suitcases, packing cubes? Like, what are we doing? Like,
how sad that the fucking wine key you gave me got taken away.
I was heartbroken. Well, you know what? I was worried, and then I was like, wait, most people don't immediately travel after they get this.
Yeah. But
I will give you one when you get to New York.
Thank you, because I loved it.
And a housewarming.
And he goes, something sharp? I go, no, I actually don't know what it is. I can't wait to see. He goes, a wine key? And I go, fuck.
Well,
and then
so
he took the knife
out,
and he was like, girl. And I go, okay. And then another girl had an Anthropology candle, and I go, you got to let her keep it. They're the best. And it was a gay TSA guy. He goes, I am. And I go,
community.
Pool. I've never had that much fun with TSA, but he knew the smell of an anthro candle.
You can have fun.
I think you got to get in the lounge. I think you got to really pick an airline and like get the miles because you want the upgrades. You want the better treatment. You want to be able to check in on a Sky Priority line so you're not, you want pre-check. You want clear. You want all of that.
I got to get pre-check.
Can I ask, do you pay a yearly fee for the Delta Lounge?
So that's what they changed. So it used to be like if you get Diamond, one of the prizes is you could pick the lounge. That's gone. Right. But I have the reserve. I have the Delta Reserve credit card.
I see.
And with it until 2025, and then it's going to be timed. You could buy a yearly thing. I have leftover MQMs. It's like it's
a whole
very deep in.
Yeah, it's a whole world. Because United, they let you in the lounge only if you're flying international first class.
Oh, really?
Not even New York to LA first?
No.
Wow.
Only.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Or if you have a because
or you pay for the membership, which I haven't done, but I might.
It just feels nice to know that you can like grab a cup of oatmeal.
Yeah,
it is nice to be in the lounge.
And then the LAX, there's outdoor seating, which I like.
Oh, that's cute.
Lounge.
Yeah,
LAX is so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So scary.
I
went to pick up Brian there 2 days ago, and I was like, I'm such a good girlfriend.
Oh, Brian's here.
So
cool.
Cute.
Wait, I had so a cool cute. Thing happen to me. I had a layover somewhere, I think in Michigan. A Porsche met me. I got off the plane and a guy had a thing that said my name and I go, that's me. And he goes, come this way. And he took me and I got to go on the tarmac and put me in a Porsche and took me to my next gate.
Okay, fabulous.
And I went, what's going on here? He goes, well, this is usually for Delta 360 members and that's invite only.
No.
And I go, and he goes, but if there's none, we just go to the next highest person. And I go, cool. So how do you get into 360? Do you have any insight? He goes, they won't even tell us that. But sometimes they'll give it to a CEO or if you have a following or like whatever. But it's invite only.
That's great. That's
because I was on a flight with Kathy Bates once and they took her away. And I was like, and so then
they took Kathy Bates away.
I was on a flight with Hillary Clinton once.
That's crazy.
No, but it ruined my whole day because like. because like it made the flight take like an hour extra to leave,
and then
like getting off was a whole production.
Why is she flying commercial?
And I was doing it when I was coming home from Park City when I was doing like a Vulture like lounge, like
those are tough.
And famous
on the record, I'm saying those are tough.
And famously on that trip was when someone from the TV show Portlandia was rude to me in Park City, Utah, And so I just was ready to be home, and like there was a lot.
Why are people rude to us? We talk shit. Like we will tell everybody.
I know.
People don't
it's
know.
It's shocking to me.
It's crazy how people.
Everyone
act.
Will know how you treated us.
Yep. Yeah.
And they
literally.
Can't stop.
I'm sure you could. Yeah.
I know everyone who's.
Guess what? There's two people on Portland. Yeah.
If anyone's wronged a friend of mine, I know, and I tell everyone I meet. Like, are you kidding?
We wrap up.
Oh yeah, did you have other items of business?
No, but what were you just talking
Hillary
about?
Clinton.
Oh, Hillary. Oh. This is another people getting mad that Taylor flies so much private and ruins the environment. What do you want to do? Get on a Delta One flight?
Yeah.
It ruined Jack Antonoff's wedding. You know, her arriving.
Oh,
like she can't.
Yeah.
What are the people that are like mad at her for flying private?
And
what is their goal?
She lends her.
If she was
they
on
want
your
her
plane,
to go to through Clear.
Clear Plus.
I can't even imagine.
I know if Taylor was on your plane,
she would just like people would just be like throwing themselves.
Yeah.
They're like after Argentina and before she went home. I'd go home too.
Yeah,
babe.
I bet she
that's
had
they
a
call
king size bed
it's
on the flight.
Go.
Like,
yeah.
What do you want from her?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just, it's really annoying when people are like, she can't live a different life than that.
No, I know.
A bed on a plane.
Of course
my
she has
God.
To go to a workout class at Dog Pound.
Yeah.
What's she going to do? Go to Equinox? Like, what
I
are
know.
We talking about?
Equinox is the dregs. I'm sorry. I go there.
It's, oh, you do?
I'm part
no,
of it.
But that's fancy, no?
Whenever I get there, I'm just like, I feel right at home. It's not fancy.
Oh, I thought it was like a fancier gym.
Me too.
I think I felt that when I first joined.
This isn't like $1 million.
I follow someone on Instagram that goes to the pool at Hudson Yards a lot.
That's not bad.
Does that seem crazy?
You go to the outdoor pool?
Consider this, I never go. So.
Yeah, but in New York, there's like outdoor pools, rooftop pools.
Those you have to pay extra, I believe.
Okay. That's what I pay for.
But you know, that's why I joined Soho House because.
You joined?
Because there's a pool next to me outside in my apartment.
Wait, it's next to you? The meatpacking
one is right next to my apartment. And so I go swim in the summer.
Wait.
But they're obviously, you walk in, they spit on you. They spit in your food. They shit on you. They want you dead for coming.
Yeah.
They're so rude to you there. And I respect them because I'd be annoyed too. But
there are people that do shows at Soho House and that has to stop.
Why? Yeah.
Because it's like not, they're not fun shows.
They're not, but you get to like drink out of that sexy.
I know, but I don't drink.
Thick crystal.
I've bombed there for sure.
Yeah.
The one in, I did this one at Shoreditch House in London. The crowd was like, just an hour of me, and they were just like,
"Oh my God, London feels like so long ago." When I was in London,
I know it was. What were you saying though about?
I don't know.
Well, let's ask this. Do you have any other? Did you ever write any other bullet points down?
I did. Well, yesterday, so I got home and I was a little hungry, and I had leftover shrimp dumplings from Joy. If you haven't eaten at Joy, incredible.
Joy.
It's Taiwanese food.
Where is it?
Best thousand layer pancake. If you love a melted cheese,
oh honey,
this thousand layer pancake.
Oh my God.
Joy. Dandan noodles. Yeah.
Oh, dandan noodles.
I'm in the mood for Thai. I've had Thai in a dog's age.
But so I was eating some leftover shrimp dumplings in my bed, and the chili crisp oil spilled all over. I had to like put my duvet in the wash.
No. Oh my God.
Like, everything. So it was embarrassing to spill chili crisp all over myself. Oh, I'll have something. So I play backgammon. Do you guys?
I have. In
I
my
don't
youth.
Think anyone's going to.
I don't even know.
No
that
one
is.
That I'm annoyed with from last night will play. So. There's a guy at the Comedy Store that also, I was like, wait, you play backgammon? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, I have my little suitcase. I have it. I'll bring it. Let's play. He goes, oh, yeah, we'll see. Do you know how to play? And it's like, I have my own little suitcase. Like, in what world do I have my own little suitcase if I don't know how to play?
How'd you learn?
My father.
That's so fun.
Yeah, usually.
At my grandma's house, but I forget how to play now.
Is it difficult to learn?
It's a simple game, but like maybe hard to master. But once you're in the flow, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept being like, yeah, we'll like trash talking, which is fine. But then we had a convo and I said a few things. He goes, the things you're saying make me think that you know how to play. And I go, not that I have a little suitcase, but okay. So then we go to play and he just keeps telling me like, she's good. She's good.
You're like,
and it's like,
I
don't need your approval. And then every time I'd go, he'd go, but you could do this and this. And I go, I know. I'm thinking if I do that, then this and this and this and that. I'm thinking if this is worth
it
or if I'm going
to go here.
And you
hit your timer.
You like, voice it.
I know what I'm... Stop talking to me.
Yeah.
Or to be like, you could have taken
this.
Who is
a comic?
I'm like, yes. And I go...
Is he hot?
Not for me. But he's engaged to a really cool girl and he treats her very amazing. So that's like a cool part to him.
It's a cool... a cool component.
But he just kept... thinking I needed his approval or
that's
that
so
I'm
annoying.
Trying to prove something to him. And it's like, actually, you're not that good.
Do you ever play Mancala?
No, but listen. So then another guy who works there comes and he goes, wait, are you guys playing? Because he saw it. I go, yeah. He goes, I know how to play. I play in tournaments all the time. Me and him start playing. He's really good. He plays all the time in leagues with Armenian people, like on the
Is
in
it
the
always
parks.
One-on-one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we're having fun. Then this original guy comes, immediately believes that this guy's good. Goes, guy, he's good. And it's like,
yeah.
And then so then this other guy who's really good.
Sexism in backgammon isn't talked about.
In everything. So this other guy goes, you know who the best player is? This other girl. And he goes, really? And he goes, yeah, her mind is unlike anything else. Like, I have never beaten her once.
Wait.
Her mind.
About you or?
No, about this other girl.
Okay.
And this guy who believed that this other guy, Steve, was amazing, suddenly is like, I don't know. Once you know how to play, blah, blah, blah. Rejecting that she was good. Rejecting that I'm good. But believing that Steve's playing. Yet. Steve's beating you, and I'm beating Steve.
That's crazy.
Sex is pig.
And then at the end,
and this
like,
girl,
it was just so annoying.
Yeah.
And that guy, Steve, had to defend her and be like, "No, you don't understand." Like,
I hope
you won't
I hope this fiance of his doesn't start playing backgammon because she's gonna get absolutely.
No, he does, but he kept being like, you know, it's so fun playing because you know how to do stuff. Like, I did a move, and he goes, "That move that teaches me that I know that you know how to play."
Oh.
I'm like, but I'm winning too. Like, what is going on?
And it's your backgammon set that you brought in a suitcase.
And I just it just happened last night. I know that took so long to say. I don't know why that was my final statement, but it just bothered the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're
if a woman says she knows how to play backgammon, believe her.
Yeah.
I'll die on that hill.
Agree. Do you guys have a crush of the week?
Oh my god. Mine will be these new Biore joggers
that I just they're soft as hell, I bet.
And this is this brand Bare Bottom that I really like.
Bare Bottom?
It's a classic brand. It's B-E-A-R Bottom. And it's a classic.
Yeah, that makes it work. That's exactly what we thought.
It's a classic brand where it's like every 8 Instagram stories you watch. Sure. It's like Bare Bottom has a new gym shorts. And
do you use darn tough socks? Is that a part
no.
of you?
No,
is that a part of you?
right now, I'm wearing Brooks Adidas socks, Vori joggers.
Fit check.
Are these your new Brooks that you got from?
Yes. I got, whenever I'm buying like athletic clothes from any website, be it Bare Bottom, be it Vori, I'll throw in a couple pair of socks because they disintegrate. I don't know where they go, these socks.
I just buy Hanes from Amazon.
My crush of the week is Corey, who's the woman who cleans my apartment. She came as a referral from a friend who was leaving town, and she is so good. We have this funny relationship where the first time we texted, I did a typo and I said that I was Pats, P-A-T-Z. So from then on, she began calling me in text in a person Pads, P-A-T-Z, and I just have never corrected her. So, like, she just thinks of me as Pats with a Z. And she does amazing, like, she's so good and such amazing energy. Yeah, I love her.
My crush of the week is the pho broth that I just had before I came. It was so delicious. It was from a place called Pho VT, and I picked it up. And that's when you know you're in LA, because you can go in your car and pick up something, and it feels like...
Yeah. That's how depressed I am. I'm still just doing Postmates Sense Up.
Well, obviously, if I was at my... I was coming home from something, so it was... You know what I'm saying? Whereas in New York, you'd be like, there's no way I'm going to pick up something and lug it back.
Like, oh my God, I will say, like, getting home from my apartment last night, to my apartment last night, there was a girl who lived in my building coming out getting a pizza delivery, and she was like, thank you. And she was like holding her pizza and smiling, and she was kind of lady in a movie. Like,
yeah.
And I was like,
messy bun, like, oh, sorry.
I know. And there was just something so joyful about her. I was like, I wish I could access that feeling of joy she's having. But it wouldn't. When you try to eat a pizza, is something that's like, if you're depressed, it's not going to look like that. Like, you have to be happy for the pizza to be joyful. You know what I mean? Like, a pizza will magnify whatever mood you're in.
Yeah.
And that way it's like alcohol.
T-shirt. Yeah.
I would say my crush of the week, a drunk man came up to me yesterday. And even though he was drunk and came to me, like, it startled me. The security guard at the club was behind him. And I went, let me hear what he has to say. And it was the most thoughtful compliment I'd ever gotten. And he kind of was so thoughtful in his compliment. I just said that. I'm trying to think of a different way to say it.
Can we hear the compliment?
Well, so I did a fun show in the belly room of the Comedy Store called Confidential. People in the audience write down their secrets and put them in a bucket, and you're set. You go through people's secrets and like riff
that
off the secrets.
That sounds so fun.
And then at the end, everyone picks their favorite. And then afterwards, there's a panel, and then you say there's four of us, and you say the favorite secret. And if the person admits it, they go on stage and they blur their face. They're taping all this. And you get to ask about the dirty secret.
That is so fun.
And they get their tab paid for if they admit that the secret is there.
Wow.
And so it's really fun. And I was just having a great time. And this guy came up. He goes, you just owned the stage.
Yep.
You belong there. And it just felt so comfortable for you.
It's so true of you, though. I actually think that about you. I was the drunk man.
Well, and he was cute, and it'd be
that's
earned.
You every time I see you on
I
stage.
Go, hopefully you'll find me on the internet. And he was like, I will. And if he wasn't drunk, maybe I would have stayed and flirted. But I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Ooh, let him reach out.
But I really was just kind of and Jared Goldstein was standing next to me to see it all happen.
Nice.
And
Jared Goldstein is at every show, don't you think?
I want him everywhere. He is my favorite person in LA, I've met. He is down.
He's the best.
He's down. Do you want to see this movie?
Wait, okay, I want to read
this. Do you want to eat here? Let's go. Do you want to be my plus one? Sure.
That's interesting because I'm on a text thread right now with him and one other person trying to plan a dinner. And it's been like pulling teeth.
Maybe it's because I keep stealing.
Then he'll pitch a day. We'll agree. 20 minutes later, can you believe I have to bail? And then we're moving again. And Jared, if you're listening, you got to be better.
He's going to listen.
Wait, okay. So
this is a call out.
For some reason, this reminded me of like, I think like the compliment of it all. Like, so threads, I am on threads. And it will do this thing where like they show you all different kinds of threads, like for no reason, of people you don't follow. So this woman posted this amazing, like, LGBTQ+ thread where she goes, I had a gay neighbor. People avoided him because he was gay, but I was in good terms with him. One faithful day, I feel very sick, and this guy was sensitive enough to know I was sick. He knocked on my door, and I managed to open the door, and he asked in his feminine voice,
"No,
neighbor, how are you day? I never see you since yesterday." Then I answered, "I saw you this morning." He replied, "No, that was yesterday." I was shocked. It happened to be that I passed out the previous day. He came into my place. He entered my kitchen, cooked, washed all the dirty plates. He practically nursed me back to health. He is still the nicest person I've ever met, apart from my mother. In conclusion, don't judge people because others are judging them. Know the real them.
That is amazing.
But who's this guy doing so much for this woman?
I feel like that's a monologue like Patty and Mitra would write for It's a Guy Thing. Yeah,
I know. I'm obsessed. Her name is Susan. My favorite was I managed to open the door and he asked in his feminine voice, "Neighbor, how you day?"
Neighbor, how you day? Do y'all feel hot today?
I do. I got a blowout for this yesterday, and so I bought a special headband so I could soul cycle before coming here.
Is it always Dry Bar?
Dry Bar. My new thing is going to Dry Bar is like going to detention. These girls will answer a text in the middle of your blowout. They will be 20 minutes late eating a sandwich staring at you.
So where do you go?
I go to my salon and I pay extra. Nice. And if someone's not available, I'll go to Dry Bar. Like, okay, I'm fabulous. Not above it in any way. But I love my girl, Brittany. I like the way she makes me feel. Brittany's, she's on it. And I've developed allergies and she went and bought a special fragrance-free product for me. That she surprised me with yesterday. It was
that
real
is above and beyond.
Yeah.
That's a gay neighbor vibes.
How you day?
No, I'm going to come back. Yeah, Monique cut.
It just so happened I had passed out the day before.
In his feminine voice, how you day?
But I do feel hot. It's like really sad that working out does make you feel better no matter what's going on. It's like the worst reality of life.
My really quick question is, when you guys go to your classes and your gyms, like, do you shower and change there or do you just go home and then deal with it?
I go home,
but like today I shower because I came straight here.
Okay, because that's what I get so overwhelmed. I'm like, there's no way I can do
this
all.
Pack a bag and do, no.
I know, and it's like, I want to have my deodorant.
It's fun to walk into the gym with like a duffel.
If you have a day that's empty and you can like fill it up with the gym being your activity, then it's fun to be like, I'm going to bring my stuff.
But if it's like, if you can get, like, I love going to my 7:15 class and like I wake up. Get right there. It's aspirational. I come home and shower.
Time in a day, like already the day's over. I haven't done anything.
I think that since I've been meditating, the days have felt longer, which right now is bad because I hate existing. But I think that once I like existing again, I'll be glad that there's more of it.
Honestly, all three of us, I think, are really like depressed but upbeat.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. I literally love life.
You said it about me being positive. But I'm like, you guys do the same. It's the same.
I feel like I've been such a negative.
That's because you bring out my light because you make me happy, happy, happy because. You're just like.
Is it because I'm obsessed with you?
Well,
that might be it.
Honey doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
But no, it's like you're not. The thing is that some people are nice to you and then they're nice to everyone. And then you just know they're actually don't mean anything they say. You keep it real with everyone. Like, I just trust you. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are fake. And you're not.
You're right. Jared Goldstein never compliments my outfit. But yesterday he went, that's a good outfit. And I knew it was real because he's never said a nice thing to me.
That's why I like my manager, is because she's like so low key that if I do good on something, she's like, yeah.
Wait, this
I'm like,
is so
wait, okay. Did you like Poor Things?
Haven't seen.
Me neither.
Looking at this photo, I'm like, I thought it was the best acting performance ever. And I feel like you could have done it too.
Looking at this photo.
Yeah, well, looking at this photo, feel... seeing you here, I go, could you have done Poor Things?
Well, yeah, I would love to do Poor Things. I haven't seen it, but I'm totally on board for the project. Let's reshoot it. I'm a huge Emma fan, so that means
me
a lot
too.
To
me. She nailed it.
Me too.
I like her in everything. It's like from Easy A, I know we have to wrap it up. From Easy A, I'm obsessed. Anyways, I do randomly feel hot because I'm in your presence and I love you both. And are you mad at me?
No, are you mad at me?
No, are you mad at me?
No.
No.
Are you
Anyone
mad at
else?
Me?
No way.
I'm not mad at you.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank
Love you.
You,
girls. Thank you for coming on, and thank you for y'all, because I know we went late, sorry. And HeadGum.
Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love. If you just can't take a hit, we'll seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
That was a HeadGum podcast.